This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Wildfires are ripping across Canada as temperature records are smashed by a spring heat wave. The early season heat and wildfires are setting the stage for a long, smoky summer in western Canada, where seasonal and long-term forecasts predict more heat. High temperature records were exceeded in many places this week as western Canada suffers in a prolonged, scorching heat wave. About 90 wildfires, spurred on by unusually high temperatures, are burning in Alberta. Smoke from the fires blanketed the province in unhealthy air and polluted skies across the border into the U.S. More than 1,800 square miles of land have burned in Alberta, British Columbia, and Saskatchewan as of Tuesday. More than 2,500 wildland firefighters are working in the province. The wildfires could affect global energy prices. Wildfires forced some Canadian shale operators to halt work. At least 240,000 barrels of oil could not be pumped each day because of outages caused by the fires. Production of 2.7 million barrels of oil each day is within areas in very high or extreme wildfire danger zones. The extreme heat is scrambling ecosystems in other parts of Canada. In British Columbia, the high temperatures prompted a rapid meltout of mountain snow. That left officials dealing with flood and fire evacuations at the same time. The heat wave pattern is described as an omega block by meteorologists. It's a massive block of high pressure that resembles the Greek letter for which it is named. The Omega block has sat over the region for weeks, sending temperatures soaring into record-breaking territory in early May. Terry Lang, a warning preparedness meteorologist for Environment and Climate Change Canada, said, "The high temperatures and fierce wildfires are consistent with what the science of climate change is telling us, that the climate is warming, that temperatures are getting warmer and drier early on in the year, and that warming temperatures lead to more forest fires," she said. The early season heat and wildfires have displaced nearly 20,000 people so far and threatened some oil extraction operations. Daily temperature records have been broken with regularity in Alberta and other provinces since the beginning of the month. Weather stations in seven Alberta locations exceeded daily highs last Tuesday, and British Columbia, Saskatchewan, and other provinces also set records this week. Lytton, British Columbia, which had Canada's all-time recorded high of 121 degrees Fahrenheit during the June 2021 heat wave, and then burned to the ground a day later, was one of several communities to set new daily records this week. Temperatures last weekend spiked to record-setting levels in the U.S. Pacific Northwest at the edge of the high-pressure pattern, where Seattle recorded highs in the upper 80s and set new temperature highs 4 days in a row. Climate researchers say that anomalous heat could be virtually impossible if not for the impacts of climate change. Former Montana Dawson County Sheriff Craig Anderson advanced from the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee last Friday on a bipartisan vote to become the next U.S. Marshal for Montana. The U.S. Marshal for the District of Montana oversees operations of the U.S. Marshal Service in the state, including protecting courts, transporting prisoners, pursuing fugitives, and serving federal arrest warrants. Anderson had been nominated by Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester. Anderson served as Dawson County Sheriff from 2003 to 14 and served as the Chief Probation Officer for Montana's 7th Judicial District from 1979 to 2003. Anderson has been involved in multiple criminal justice initiatives in Montana, including serving as a member of the Montana Board of Crime Control, the Youth Justice Council, chairman of the State Juvenile Detention Task Force, president of the Montana Probation Officers Association, and president of the Montana Correctional Association. The Bozeman Fire Department recently was dispatched to a call for help to the city of Bozeman storm drains to rescue 10 ducklings that had dropped into the stormwater system. Mama duck and a lone sibling waited patiently but were quacking loudly from the nearby grass. Neighbors made the call to help, and Bozeman Fire Department and the Bozeman Police Community Service Officer responded and successfully rescued 10 mallard ducklings. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.